It's 6:20, and this is KERA News. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley. Texans are reacting to last night's news that a federal appeals court refused to reinstate President Donald Trump's ban on travelers from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. Aaron Rippenkroger is president and CEO of Refugee Services of Texas. The group helps resettle refugee families across the state.
We were heartened. It was encouraging. Unfortunately, we know that we're still perhaps in the early stages of this process, and so there's a long way to go, but every day is an opportunity for us to welcome another family, and right now it feels like it's one family at a time.
Republican U.S. Representative Louie Gohmert represents East Texas. He criticized the order this morning on Fox News.
The White House should immediately reissue the executive order. The president's trying to protect the American public, and he had information that he relied on to help America.
Gohmert says he wants to scrap the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the court that issued last night's ruling. Just days after Houston hosted the Super Bowl, the NFL is expressing sharper warnings about a so-called bathroom bill targeting transgender people in Texas. KERA's Courtney Collins reports.
NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy has raised the prospect of Texas losing out on future Super Bowls if there were laws that were discriminatory or inconsistent with the league's values. He says such measures would be taken into consideration. That's more forceful than an NFL statement before the Super Bowl that more generally endorsed inclusiveness. The Texas proposal would require people to use bathrooms that correspond to the sex on their birth certificate. It's similar to a North Carolina law that led the NCAA to pull championship events from that state. In Austin, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has been pushing for the legislation, but Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss has said a so-called bathroom bill is not a priority. The Texas Association of Business opposes the legislation. No Super Bowl sites awarded through 2021 are in Texas. Houston hosted this year's Super Bowl, and North Texas hosted back in 2011. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
The foster care system in Texas, deemed broken by a federal judge, has state officials and lawmakers scrambling to come up with solutions. Governor Greg Abbott made fixing CPS an emergency item, calling it a life-or-death issue. Dozens of bills have been filed this session to make changes to CPS, including one that would create what a lawmaker calls FOSTLs. That's a combination of the words hostel and foster care. Republican Representative Scott Sanford from McKinney authored that bill. He talked with Public Radio's Texas Standard today. He says fostels would allow more people to help kids, even if they aren't able to become full-time foster parents.
This will allow someone to be a part of a system that will open up their home for no more than 2 weeks, so the kids can stay in their communities, stay in their schools with their friends, while the CPS caseworker is looking for a fantastic longer-term foster care placement, if that's necessary.
Sanford says he came up with the idea when twins he knew were separated into different foster homes. The day before, they had to take a state test at school. Sanford said he and his wife wanted to take them in temporarily, but couldn't legally help because they weren't foster parents. Frequent hand washing, counting steps, or checking to see if the door is locked are all examples of compulsive behaviors. There's a line between minor quirks and mental illness, though. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with science reporter Sharon Begley about what it's like to have OCD.
What's so interesting in OCD is that it has a characteristic called being ego dystonic, which means that even as the person feels that her hands are covered with germs and she has to wash them, even though she did so maybe 5 minutes ago, even as she feels that, one part of her brain knows that that is really not true. If she has been in treatment for OCD, if she has read some of the science about it, she will know, for instance, that that feeling is the result of an aberrant signal in her brain. But even though she knows that, even though she has, you know, reality tested the thought that her hands are covered with germs, she cannot resist giving into it.
Sharon Begley is the author of Can't Just Stop, an investigation of compulsions. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at kera.org. For the last 6 years, a Dallas group has been collecting baby booties, 11,000 pairs, for a one-of-a-kind art installation. This week, the project comes to life at the Fashion Industry Gallery in the Dallas Arts District. Today in State of the Arts, KERA contributor Sujatha Dand takes us inside the exhibit designed to bring attention to female gendercide.
These are beautiful Afghan booties with the typical chapan cloth.
Beverly Hill describes each pair of baby booties as she ties them onto a tall steel frame. There's a bright yellow and red pair made by a woman rescued from cleaning latrines in India, and another sewn by a daughter of a former prostitute.
It is a very powerful visual when you turn a corner and suddenly you have your oh my God moment, when you can see that these 11,000 pairs extend quite a distance.
Hill is the founder of the Dallas-based Gendercide Awareness Project. She wants people to know about the large-scale female attrition happening worldwide. United Nations demographers estimate that there should be an additional 3.5 million women in the world each year. They're missing because of sex-selective abortion, infanticide, gross neglect of girls, maternal death, and inadequate food and shelter for older women. Each pair of booties represents 10,000 missing women.
These women aren't dying of natural causes. They're dying from man-made causes and practices that are discriminatory but socially sanctioned and deeply embedded in cultures.
Most of the booties were made by at-risk women in developing countries. Hill's nonprofit paid the women a fair wage.
These are felted, the ones I made.
The rest were made by volunteers in Dallas, like Ann Gillespie, the president of the Dallas Knitwits.
You knit them, and then you wash them in the washing machine, they shrink, and then you sew them up.
When her knitting group was asked to contribute a couple hundred pairs of booties for the exhibit, she knew little about gendercide.
I didn't know anything about it, and it was pretty eye-opening.
Few do. That's why in 2015, Hill invited Nobel Prize-winning economist Amartya Sen to speak at the University of Dallas. He was the first to flag that over time, 100 million women were missing from world census numbers. The event raised awareness. Now Hill says they struggle to keep supporters from becoming overwhelmed by the scope of the problem.
When the initial skepticism is overcome, they are shocked and numbed and paralyzed. They feel defeated and they shut down.
So in addition to booties, she gathered works from 24 different professional artists to help people process the installation, steering them, she said, to a safer emotional shore.
Poor kids on the street, the violence on the street.
Downtown in the JM Gallery, Johannes Bockhardt's raw sketches are on display. The Dutch Caribbean native loaned an oil painting to the exhibit. A young faceless girl is running in a repetitive film strip.
Escape of Lana is about a little girl that has been abused. And she's trying to escape every day.
The painting is personal because it captures Bockhardt's own mother's struggle with domestic violence.
It's a film that I want to have it stop. So we cannot keep repeating the same atrocity.
Hill hopes people will see these baby booties as beautiful, playful, and whimsical, just like the girls and women who have been lost. For KERA News, I'm Sujatha Dand.
What do 11,000 pairs of baby booties look like? We have photos at artandseek.org. The exhibit runs until February 15th. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 65 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, but it'll get sunnier by the afternoon, and tomorrow will be pretty hot for February. Highs in the upper 80s expected for tomorrow. Right now, it's 73 in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth, and 72 degrees in Denton. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley, and this is KERA News.
The Texas legislature is back, and with hundreds of laws up for debate, it can get pretty complicated. So KERA wants to make the workings of the Texas Capitol a little clearer. We're asking what you want to know about the legislature, how it works, why it works the way it does, and what you want lawmakers to do. It's a project we're calling Texas Decides. We teamed up with public radio stations across the state to collect and answer your questions about the legislature over the next few months. Submit your questions and thoughts at kernews.org.